Men don't buy towels. We inherit towels. Before we're kicked out of the nest by our family, our parents give us 2 towels for life. A bath towel and a beach towel. Like, what's that long one for? Like, trust us, you'll need it someday.
Subscribe today at youtube.com/@standupots for all future episodes, clips, and more. Thank you so much for your support.
City, welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. How's everybody feeling tonight? We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we have to create Stand Up on the Spot based off of those suggestions. Who's ready to kick it off? What do you say, huh? All right. Can I get a suggestion?
Robots.
Robots. Robots and leprechauns? Clearly from an Irish guy. He's like, leprechauns. Something you know about as well? What the? Why? Why? That's so specific, dude. Like, I would have been like, okay, but he's like, Scandinavian. Could you talk about that, please? Yeah, make a comedy about it. I don't know. Leprechauns. The movie, classic, Leprechaun. Also, I just saw the movie Willow. Same guy. That guy was cleaning up in the 80s and 90s, dude. He was stealing all those jobs from all the little people. Next suggestion. I didn't even want to see that one through, to be honest. I was like, I don't know. I look over, there's a little leprechaun. He's like, come on, please. This is our moment. This is our moment. Tiptoes. Tiptoes. That's such a... I haven't thought about tippy toes since I was a kid. Tippy toes are... It's a short man's game. You don't see NBA players ever on there.
I just got these inserts.
That would be kind of iconic, though, if NBA players went along like the RuPaul drag race like technique. They showed up to award shows in heels. Can you imagine Shaq in heels? So it's terrifying. Yeah. Next suggestion. What do we got over here?
Target.
And crackheads? The black guy was like... Target. Crackheads at Target, always low prices. Target, the dog, his name's Bullseye, is that right? Yeah. I don't know why I know that. Why do I know more about the Target dog than politics? Like, just useless information that I'll never... Like there's 3 people in here that are like, yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah, why do you know that? That's weird. He's like, when are you getting to Scandinavian inside? I am growing impatient over here. Have you typed in Scandinavian? That's so specific. And now that guy doesn't exist? Really? He cleared his human browser history. He's like... He's like, hi, my name's Gus. I don't know what you're talking about. Have no idea. Let's get another suggestion. X-Files. Do you believe? You do. You want to believe. I mean, I never liked the I want to believe people because it's like, either commit or don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, with people, like, with religion, like, there's not many people that are like, I want to believe in God. But this world is just so cruel. I can't imagine a God taking out that many people. It's like, he probably has a sense of humor, too. You don't think that God, when there's, like, floods or famines or something, he's just like, interesting. He's checking his texts and stuff. Let's grab a suggestion over here. What do we got? Alcoholism? Thanks for bringing up family trauma, bro. Do you have alcoholism in your family? You don't think so? Tell your neck tattoo that, dude. Freaking got him, dude. He thought he was gonna make me sad with alcoholism, dude? No, I'm gonna make him sad with alcoholism, dude. Do you like Viagra? Somebody goes, no, I would not like to hear about that. Every time I take Viagra, my nose gets bigger. I don't know. I'm like, dude, come on! Go down! I took Viagra as a prank in high school. It was very dumb. That's when you're living in Kansas and you got too much time on your hands. And it was me and a couple buddies who took Viagra. And I don't know why we thought this. We thought that we were going to take it and get boners immediately. But the way it works is when you get a little bit riled up, like in the mood later, that's when the Viagra kicks in. So we just sat there, just three dudes in a Walmart parking lot. And we're like, you feel anything? Yeah. I'm not seeing anything down there. Because we weren't turned on by each other. So we all went home. We're like, I guess this stuff doesn't work. I woke up the next day. And I was like, what is going on? This is insane. I mean, what is... Just come on. I had to be to work in 30 minutes. I'm like, I gotta go to the car wash. This is insane. And I jerked off. And the boner was still there. And I was like, we might have to call into work today. I can't walk into to a car wash and be like, your car's ready. Come get it. Yeah. So I guess you have to be horny for the Viagra to work. It's not a magic potion to give you a boner immediately. Otherwise, that would be the best roofie drink for bros in college. Spiking dudes' drinks with that?
Oh, I don't know what's happening. We were playing catch, playing football out front, and then I got a boner. I don't know what's happening.
Let's grab one more suggestion. What's that? Florida? Oh, no, I heard it. Nah. What do we got on this side of the room? What? I guess it was going to come at some point tonight.
Somebody just goes, Trump got arrested?
I got some bad news for your boy. It's just going to give him more street cred, dude. It's so that's the problem. It's like the more you throw at this guy, the more he's like, listen, I'll go to prison for 30 minutes and I'll rape somebody else. I've got big dick energy. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to say, hey, Tyrone, suck my orange dick. I'll pick up the biggest, blackest guy in the playground. I'll bring him to my cell and say, hey, I've already released other rappers like your kind. You and I are going to go a long way in here.
Is that good? Who's ready to kick off the show, guys, huh? Always a good sign when the comedian at the end is like, is that good enough for you guys? Or, like, what else do I have to freaking do for this crap? This next comedian coming to the stage, one of my favorite comics to watch, one of the best comics in New York City and the country. He put out a special last year called This Year's Material. You guys know him from the Tuesdays with Stories podcast. Please welcome my brother, Joe List, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Wow. I started my approach too early. I don't know if you guys saw it. I was like there before he. I was like, I really blew it, you know? Comedy's the only art form where you can just look over and see the next guy coming. Like bands, it's never just like, ah, there's Bob Dylan right there in our row. Here he comes. All right, well, I regret signing up for this, but here we go, you know? Oh, thanks. This is one of those things. I'm like, I'm at home. I'm like, I got to broaden my horizons and try new things. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, I was like, can I get out of this, do you think? But here we are. All right, someone say a thing, and then I'm going to rip it. I'm going to smash. What was it?
Rollerblading.
Rollerblading?
Hockey.
Rollerblading and hockey. Do I combine them? Roller hockey. I said that like I just invented something, but that's been around for quite some time. I don't want you guys to think that I thought I just came up with roller hockey. What about this? Like in the summer, it's hard to find ice, so you just use rollerblades. Like you build a wall around a cement area and then you rollerblade, but same rules as hockey, call it roller hockey. That bit was working for a minute and then some of you, it came back around to you thinking that I thought I was, wait, they're like, wait, what's happening? This is very meta, what's going on now. Rollerblade, I never rollerbladed, but it was cool for a second, but now it's uncool again. I think roller skating is back. What if I just ask you questions about the topics? How about you guys do the material? Yeah, rollerblading. There's no blades. It should be roller wheels. I think as roller skates was taken, so they had to say rollerblades, but it's still a wheel. It's boom. Hockey. I love hockey. I love hockey. That's my favorite of the sports. What if I just do like an interview? You're like, hockey. I'm like, I love it. Big Bruins fan. They're doing very well.
Giving blood.
I would never give blood. I don't understand it. I'm not an organ donor and I'm not a blood... I'm a good tipper. Like, can't I just tip? I go over 20% often. I'll tip. But then they're like, what about blood? I'm like, fuck your mother. How about that? I'm not giving 20% of my blood. That's for sure. I don't... giving blood is psychotic to me. It's so strange. I know we need it and it's nice, but someone else can do that. I'm not going to do that. I'll be like, you know, I'll call 911. What about that? You know what I mean? There's like a big car wreck. Someone's losing blood. I'll call and be like, hey, there's a guy losing blood. We need a blood donor. Stat. Oh, that was pretty good. I don't know. Thank you. But good. Do you give blood? Is that your... Did you just give blood?
I started giving platelets recently.
Oh, platelets. Oh, wow. That's serious. I don't know what a platelet is, even. Can you give platelets without giving blood?
Yeah, they put the blood back in you.
What? They put the blood back in you, this lady's saying. I'm like, my wife does that to me with cum. Like, I orgasm, and then she lets it fall, and she just jams it back in my dick hole. Similar. That was gross, but by far the best thing I'll say while I'm up here. But that's wild. They take the blood, they remove the platelets, and they put the blood back in. I'm doing it like it's shoving. I assume it's not a shove. How do they do it? They just like inject it back in. I guess the same way they would do a blood. Like someone that needs blood, they have to give them blood, so they just give you back. That's wild. What a weird gig to be like, what do you do? I go through blood and I take out the platelets and then I put the blood back in. Nothing on that? I thought, like, hold on 1 second, because I just want to plead my case that I acted out the platelet removal like this and you guys gave me nothing? That's fucking hilarious that they go through blood with their fingers and pull out the platelet. I'm just saying. That deserved more. What was the one over here?
Dentist.
I got a lot of dental bits, and I feel like you said that because I have crooked teeth and it hurt my feelings. So I hate the dentist. I got like, if on YouTube, I got like 7-minute chunks about the, I really take them apart and it's something, but they told me not to do things I already have bits about. H&M. I have a huge H&M chunk also. H&M, what's that? Hemorrhoids and I was gonna say masturbation, but it feels I've already did the cum. Hemorrhoids and oysters. That doesn't start with an M. I'm working on an H&M bit over here. What the fuck? You're fucking this lady over or guy, whoever said it. I hadn't thought of my M yet. Hemorrhoids and what? Handprints? Oh, mammograms. Hey, that's not bad. H&M, more like hemorrhoids and mammograms. Assist. Yeah. That was nice. You got an assist and you got a hockey assist. And hockey, two people can get an assist. And then, so I'm trying to bring it back to hockey. Yeah, H&M, it's cheap, right? It's very cheap. And I'm not a big H&M guy. What is it? Who's Dave Portnoy? I know I'm supposed to know him. Oh, this is funny. He's the barstool guy. This is very funny. Okay, so I did a show, a Barstool Sports podcast, and then they gave me this hoodie, and then I just started wearing it, and then people were like, whoa, Barstool. And then I'm like, are they Nazis? And I don't know it. Like, it feels like I just was given a thing, and I put it on, and it's got like a swastika on it. I'm like, all right. And people are like, dude. But he's an asshole, right? Or is he not an asshole? Oh, he's not. Oh, it's like a controversial thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know him. But like when people see me, do they think I'm like beating up minorities and stuff because I have this sweatshirt on? You're saying, yeah, all right. So maybe I'll put a button over it. This is Nike. Well, this is no better. There's no way Dave Portnoy is worse than whatever Nike does to make these sweatshirts. Like people are like, Nike rules. Portnoy, he tweeted something insensitive, but slave labor, baby. I don't know him, but I can't tell. I'm trying to base on who's saying what if I would like him. Because you guys seem like, even though we look very different, I feel like we could hang. You know what I mean? So I'm probably, if you guys like him, I'd probably be like, this guy's all right. Who thinks he's like a piece of shit? Let me get a look at somebody that thinks Dave Portnoy's a piece of shit. Oh, you guys do.
No, he's like, it's okay, it's his brand.
Yeah, it's polarizing.
Oh, okay. He's polarized. I'm noticing. It's quite polarized. Polaroids. What's the deal with those? All right, give me one more real quick, and then I gotta go. What is it?
Public education.
Yeah, I have a public education. And it's on display right now. I don't think it's great. Yeah, I think we got to do better, right? We got to do better with public education. You know what we need is to teach people about, there's no joke coming, but finances. I know I'm not the first person. I'm 100% retarded about the stock market. I don't know what it is. People are like, you got to invest. And I'm like, I bought a sweatshirt and that will be worth something. Yeah, public education is bad. I mean, it's good. It's a good idea. I'm not against public education. Public education is fantastic. Peace, brother. We need it, but we should do better. This is hard, man. I think that blood platelet come in the dick hole, that was huge. That was, all right, let's get Jeremiah back up here. Come on, everybody, keep it going for Jeremiah Watkins.
Keeping over Joe List, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Whew, I'm dying.
You're great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So we're going to grab a few suggestions together, see what we can come up with together. So,
God, that's a lot. I can't even keep track.
So we got a couple to choose from. Taxidermy, Chris Hansen, and First Dates.
The big three.
The big three. Well, technically, Chris Hansen, if he didn't intervene, kid might be stuffed on a first date, so.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Hit them all, baby!
You know what's funny to me about Chris Hansen? When people say him, this happened the other day. Someone was like, remember Chris Hansen? And I was like, oh, the pedophile guy. And then they're like, I bet he doesn't like being known as the pedophile guy.
Yeah, that's his main credit.
I never knew anything about, I never watched the show. It seems like I'm really dumb, but I know sports, I'll tell you that. But I don't know anything about it. I just know that he had the show where he caught pedophiles.
He would fake set up that, you know, they would basically catfish these men. Or was there any women that were ever on the show? Was it only dudes? That says a lot.
Yeah. We're big in the sexual assault game. We're number one, really. It's like not even close.
Yes, Joe List and I are number one.
Yes. One and 1A, short for anal. I don't know. Maybe.
I guess women are just more clever about it and they don't get caught as often. Like the teachers at schools, that's technically...
Yeah.
All the women are like, and what else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any other genius examples for that?
Yeah, those 2 women a year are just as fucked up as those 75,000 men a month. Yeah, we're bad. But we're very funny. Men are fucking hilarious. So, just trying to balance it out.
Let's grab another suggestion. What was this?
In-laws
and non-alcoholic beer. Have you ever drank like an O'Doul's or anything?
No, I drank a lot of regular alcohol and zero fake alcohol. That's, not appealing to me.
Yeah, my dad used to drink a lot of like O'Doul's back in the day when he was not drinking. And he would let, I don't know why he did this, he would let my sister try the O'Doul's. Like when she was a kid. Yeah. So that got her hooked at a young age for the taste for beer. My dad ruined my sister.
Yeah.
With O'Doul's.
My dad gave my sister fake Coke. So it's very similar. Yeah. He would crush up Smarties and be like, snort these for New Year's. It was pretty cool. And she worked out great. She stays up all night.
Let's grab another suggestion.
School for the blind.
School for the Blind.
TikTok. Oh.
Whoa.
Real creative. We're making leaps and bounds over here.
He said that like he was like, I raise you deaf. I'll see you're blind. And then somebody's like, people that can't touch.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
I would rather be blind 100%. Because blind, you can still listen to music and you can still take in comedy. Like if you were deaf, just looking at us two, you'd just think we were trying to get people to give blood or whatever. Like comedy, hearing music is music and comedy. Good combo.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also you don't get the voice thing if you're deaf too.
That.
That's exactly what I was talking about. And he took the bait.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can still talk in a relatively normal tone.
Yeah.
If you know, that has nothing to, if you're just blind, you're just like, yeah, what's up, fam? Not,
what's up, fam?
I keep fucking up the show. I keep taking the suggestions as genuine questions. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather be blind for these reasons that aren't funny at all. A guy's like, hockey. I'm like, I love it. Fantastic.
Let's grab one more suggestion. Cemetery and what else?
I heard Jerry Springer and Canadians, I think.
Canadians? What was this?
Only Fans?
Was that John Lennon?
Are you going to start one anytime soon, or what's going on here? Have you guys ever heard of it? I'm a talent manager.
There's not really room for guys like us on OnlyFans.
No, I think I was on OnlyFans for a second. I think they did a pod for a minute. They tried to get in the podcast game. And then I would tell people, yeah, we're on OnlyFans. And people were like, what? And I didn't, at the time, I thought it was all, I didn't realize it was for like showing your asshole. Which is what it's for? Am I getting that right? I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you're getting warmer.
Guys, keep it going for Joe List.
Thank you.
All right, how's the energy in here? You liking the show, guys? This next comedian coming to the stage, I absolutely love his energy. I've known him in Los Angeles for years. Now he's living out here in New York. You may know him from America's Got Talent. Please welcome my brother, Preacher Lawson, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Oh, okay. He leaves me immediately. All right. Okay, cool. Thanks for the intro. I appreciate it. He was like, my brother, Preacher Lawson. I'm glad you put the ER, because I'd have been mad if you were, welcome my brother. You know, because sometimes they switch it up. You know what I'm talking about, white people. White people switch it up when I'm trying to, anyway. So, all right. All right, so I just ask y'all, and then y'all tell me something? All right, tell me something. You said what?
Code switch.
Code switch? I just did that. You weren't listening? You just walked in from the restroom? Okay, back and forth. I don't know, man. How's this supposed to work? I tell you a story about how did some people. I'm gonna repeat what it sounded like you said. I was your guy in the. I didn't understand anything you said. I don't think you know what you said, but that's fine. You know how like the words prompt up on a cell phone, and you're like, I want to say this next. He was just like, yeah, I'm gonna just keep pressing. Yeah. You just went down. It was weird, man. Sound like you was drowning mid-conversation. How would you... All right. Anybody sober got a suggestion? No, no. It's just... Pirates...
California.
Man, I love California, man. California has, like, perfect weather. Yeah. What part of California are you from?
San Diego.
San Diego? Bruh. Oh, my gosh. Bruh, everybody in San Diego is fine. Oh, my gosh. Everybody, even homeless people, they're like, can I get some change? I'm like, can I get your number? Because, like, I love you so much. But I used to live in LA for like 6 years, and they have perfect weather. It's just perfect weather. Like, I feel like you can't have perfect weather, and you know. But I feel like this is what I feel like. I was just talking about this outside. But you, if you either have good weather, bad people, or bad people and perfect weather, right? And LA has perfect weather. I mean, it's the best. I don't know people in San Diego. They could be evil, but I don't care. They so sexy. San Diego and Miami, bro. Oh my gosh, I could not live in Miami. Let's get off this subject before I get caught. All right, that's just. You said what?
Fishing.
Oh man, I never went fishing in my life because I'm black. That's not something we do, man. I don't even know how it works, to be honest with you, bro. I'm also vegan, so I can't eat fish. You know what I mean? Yeah. See, I just lost y'all. I should have never said anything. I should have never let y'all know. It's too late now. You said what?
Latina.
Your accent's so thick, it sounded like you were still speaking Spanish. Like that. Latina. I was like, what you say, girl? You better get your phone and my number. Get your phone. Y'all knew what I meant. Y'all knew exactly what I was talking about. Latina. My wife is Latina. Yeah. Yep. One day. One day. Yeah, man. No, I dated two girls that were Puerto Rican. Any other questions? Bill Cosby? Wow, come on, bro. What you doing, man? What are you doing? Somebody told you? No, I'm joking. But I don't know anything about Bill Cosby. All right, Bill Cosby, man. He was the best, man. He was like my favorite comedian. And then it sucks, bro, finding out Santa Claus ain't real. But then instead of he didn't give you presents, he used to take the presents. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, all right, this is, I don't know how this gets good. I don't know how I start talking about Bill Cosby and I end up not getting canceled. So let's get something else. You said what? You trying to roast me, bruh? Like you don't like it? No. Listen, yep, I like how four dudes over there wooed, but whatever. My wife is Latina, so nice try. Unless you know how to speak Espanol, I don't think you should be wooing at me, bruh. No, but skinny jeans, man. I think skinny jeans is like, you know, it's a trend, like people like sagging pants, you know, like it's just like it's popular. So people start, I don't know about skinny jeans, bruh. I don't wear skinny, these aren't jeans, they just skinny. They just fitted on these sexy thighs, bruh. You know what I mean? I love my thighs, bro. I got a big booty for a man, I'm not gonna lie, bruh. I do. I knew I had a big booty when I was like 7. I was on the school bus. I was the same height as the bus driver. I was like, whoa, we making eye contact right now. What's up, Mr. Reyes? How you doing? All right. Donkey from Shrek. Shut up. But get out of here, bruh. Oh, man. Hey, bruh. I don't want to see you till tomorrow, okay? And in the morning, we make a waffles. No, I was just... Oh, man. Yeah, whatever. This is how... I feel like I'm getting old because I remember, like, I did some bits and I put it on TikTok and the people were like, you sound like Donkey from Shrek. And then I remember people in the comments like, who's that? It was like, it's Eddie Murphy. And I was like, who's Eddie Murphy? Isn't that crazy? I know, it's crazy. No, I'm just saying, like, Kevin Hart's the new Eddie Murphy. You know, because I didn't know Richard Pryor. Never mind. I'm just not. Y'all old like someone died. And I was like, I don't want to keep going. Okay, what's another thing? You said what? Subway? DMX? ADHD? You're making me have it when I'm trying to answer this. I'm over here trying to focus. I do have ADHD. I do, man. I got a joke about that too, so I can't answer that question. But I do have ADHD. Try to put me on. Never mind. Subway, man. Remember that one guy that got canceled from Subway? Isn't that crazy? That Jared dude? Isn't that crazy, man? It was so crazy that he got in trouble. My mom used to work at this place called, I think it was like Happy Cow or something like that at Universal. And it was like a bunch of pedophiles getting, you know, canceled. And there was a pedophile she used to work with as a server. And then like, it was like one of the other servers found his phone or whatever. And he was like in jail the next day. And I was like, isn't that crazy? It's like, you got a bunch of snitches out here, you know? I'm just playing, I'm joking. Just playing, knock, knock, who's there? I am, you know what I mean? Just playing, guys. Anyway, so here's another one. She said Subway, and someone said something else. Oh, is that mean? That was okay. It's a second light. All right, cool. That's my time, y'all. Yeah. Right? No? One more? Okay, give me one more. Australia. No, okay. Baltimore. I don't know anything about that. See, first dates. My first date. What was the first date? I can't think of nothing. I'm sorry. First date. Nah. Oh, first dates in general. I'll tell you a story that happened on the first date. All right. It's like. I just shut up. I just said I'm gonna do the thing. Cállate la boca. No one's trying to hear you talk right now. All right. No one's trying to hear you talk. All right, I'm gonna tell you, it's too long of a story, but it's, okay. All right, I'm gonna try to, just walk on stage if I'm talking too long. So this one girl I met on Tinder, she catfished me, super hard. And when I met her in person, I was like, hey, when did you take these pictures? She's like, oh, like 7 years ago. And I was like, that's a long time. And she was like, why, do I look different? And I was like, yeah, like 7 years different, you know? And she just like had like a, you know, it was there. You know what I mean? We were battling. And I remember I was like, you want to hang out? So we went in my room to hang out. And I go on the road, and I had like a Ziploc bag of like protein powder. It was vanilla, because I go on the road, I take it with me, and I work out and take the protein powder. But it was vanilla. And she looked over there, and she's like, what is that? And I was like, it's cocaine. And she goes, no, it's not. Why would you have that much cocaine just chilling on your nice thing. And man, this is hard. We're going to get it. But I was like, I just have it because I sell it on the side to make money. And she goes, no, it's not. I was like, would you like some? And she goes, it's not. And I was like, you look, it's expensive. So if you don't want any, it's okay. And she goes, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know it was. And so she goes over to my bag and she sniffs it and she goes, that smells sweet. And I was like, look, I'm trying to hold my laughing. I'm trying so hard not to laugh. I'm like, look, if you don't want it, then it's fine. Don't even worry about it. She's like, no, I'm not saying that. Then she like put the protein powder. This is the first time I'm meeting her. And she's on the nightstand. She starts lining it up. I'm trying so hard not to laugh. And she goes, ah, you were lying. And then, bro, true story. And then her nose got a bicep on it. But that's my time. Give it up for Jeremiah. Keep it going.
Keep it going for Preacher Lawson, guys.
Yeah. My man. Yeah, that was cool.
Let's grab a suggestion together. What do we got?
Okay.
Wow.
What is that? No, anybody? No,
that was very aggressive.
Thank you, just me.
Yeah.
It was super aggressive.
Yeah.
Super aggressive. What's that, white voice? You said white boys?
White boys or white voice?
That's what it sounded like it said, right?
Voice? Voice. Okay. I said white voice.
You want me to do an impression of a white voice? Okay, white girl, white boy, which one?
White girl, I could do that.
What? Okay, that's stupid. I'm sorry. It's okay, guys. I don't know why I did that, man. Sometimes. Look familiar, white people! No, I'm just playing. I'm joking. That was joking. That was like a slave joke. Did y'all get it? All right.
I got it, and I chose not to acknowledge it.
Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Let's grab something else.
Safe injection sites. Bro, first off, I know what that means.
Heroin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, are you asking like where's the nearest one or safe injection sites? I don't know. I didn't wait. Oh, is that where they let you do heroin and they won't arrest you? Oh, that's crazy.
Like Portland and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
The city of Portland.
Yeah, I was born in Portland and they didn't have that at first, you know? But there was a bunch of sites. They just weren't safe. I never did crack or heroin ever in life. I would never do it. I can't imagine it being better. They say it's better than Skittles, and I love Skittles, you know? So I'm like, I probably should not.
Are you addicted to sugar, would you say?
I used to be addicted to sugar. You know what's funny? The people that don't drink alcohol are addicted to sugar. Because when I started drinking alcohol, I was like, I don't need Skittles anymore. I think I got it. You know, so.
There's Skittles at the bottom of this glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I don't. I'm not addicted to sugar anymore.
I love sugar.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great dancer.
Let's grab another suggestion over here. New York dispensaries, and then let's grab one last suggestion.
New York suspension.
Foot fetish, and what was this?
You said foot fetish three times, bruh. I mean, but why are you a soul? We already know you got one. You said it like three times. You're like, foot fetish. Fetish of the foot.
That.
It's like, we hear you, man.
That's one that fetish.
Do you you have a foot fetish? No, ain't no way. You do got a foot fetish. Come on, man. You looking at my toes right now, please. Let the shoe fall off, please.
You ever had a toe in the butt?
What? Never. That's crazy. That's just like, you know, it's just like for some people, you know. No, I'm just like, no. How many toes?
I don't get foot fetishes. I don't get them at all. I find feet hideous. And the fact that people jerk off to feet, I don't get it. But then every once in a while, I'll get a DM that's like, that nose though. And I'm like, I'm somebody's weird fetish? That's so bizarre.
I mean, what do they want to do with your nose?
I don't reply. I'm like, and? I'm not replying to see like what else. I'm just like, okay.
Cannabis dispensaries.
Do you smoke weed?
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
I stopped because I ran out. So if anybody got some more.
Guys, give it up for Preacher Lawson.
Thank you.
Your next comedian coming to the stage has amazing specials on YouTube as well, and he's the other half of the Tuesdays with Stories podcast, and we might be drunk. Please welcome my brother, Mark Norman, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, comedy. All right. I still regret sending him that nose DM. I mean, look at that. It's a beautiful honker this guy's got. I love a good beak. All right. Okay, what do you got? Let's get kooky. Super Bowl? I heard the Super Bowl. Let me just say this about this. I went to the Super Bowl. I did shrooms. I was there, and the Rihanna show was the highlight. Holy shit. I was watching that like, oh my God, this might be the most elaborate abortion of all time. I thought she was going to fall from that top deck, you know? I should warn you guys, I'm going to be a little darker than the other guys. Well, not the black, but, you know, metaphorically darker, you know? I like dark humor. I'm dead inside. We're all going to die one day. It's just yuck-em-ups, you know? All right, sorry. Give me. Circumcising. Back to the Jews. All right. Well, let's see. The old anteater. They say it's more sensitive if you're uncirced. It looks like a sea creature. That's the only problem. But it's weird. You're allowed to make fun of guys who are uncircumcised, but that's like body shaming, you know? You know, if you're like, hey, that lady's fat, we're like, whoa, what the fuck, you know? But you're like, hey, that guy's got a weird dick, and we're like, yeah, all right. I guess you can't see the dick all the time. You can see the fat constantly. So that's probably what that is. But all right. Okay, that got mean. All right, we'll clean it up.
Necrophilia?
Holy shit. All right, well, necrophilia, those are people that like to fuck dead people, which they must get really excited with the open casket. Yeah? Everybody else is like, oh, this fucking dead lady, this is horrible. They're probably like, hey, all right, we got a show. That's like a strip club to them. Necrophilia must be so nice because there's no struggle. Okay. All right. Well, you don't have to have a pickup line. You don't have to buy dinner at a movie. You're just like, hey, she's into it. Right? If I was a necrophilic, I'd put him in a little oven first just to get a little warmth, you know? Because, you know, nothing worse than a cold clam, you know what I mean? All right, sorry. I'll clean it up. I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't tell if you're pissed or turned on. But either way, Either way, somebody put a towel down. All right, here we go. New Orleans? I heard. Oh, New Orleans. I'm from New Orleans. Fun town. Yeah. Hell of a town. Not a great place to grow up, if I'm being completely honest. I grew up in a dilapidated mansion in a poor black neighborhood, and I was raised by a giant cross-dressing black guy, and now I can't get an erection unless I see a picture of RuPaul. So, but great town. Go visit. Burgers? Like a hamburger? McDonald's. Wait, hold on. McDonald's? Well, McDonald's, does anybody eat there anymore? It's weird. It's like fucking a hooker. You really just do it when you're drunk and it's late. McDonald's used to be like a normal, hey, we're going to McDonald's. All right, Dad, thanks. And now it's like, don't tell anybody and I'm shitting blood. Yeah, all right. Remember that ball pit, too? We used to swim in that ball pit when I was a kid. And that must have been full of jizz. You know, like just jizz and feces. And we were just loving it. Yeah. All right, sorry. Ghost stories? You got to hate the guy who believes in ghosts. It's always that one guy, hey, you know, ghosts, my grandmother died in here, so watch out. And you're like, shut up. Who cares? Get out of here. Hey, this place is haunted. All right, go kill yourself. Jesus Christ. Ghosts are so convenient, too. It's always like, hey, there's a little lady with a shoe missing, and it's a little girl looking for her dolly, you know? It's never like, ISIS ghost, you know? It's never something actually scary. And also, if it was all dead people were ghosts, would there just be zillions and zillions of ghosts all the time? We'd just be walking through ghost pussy and the shit, you know? All right. It's too convenient. There's no ghosts. What is it? Oysters? All right. Well, you know, oysters is a real divide. It's kind of like Jews. Either love them or hate them. And I love them. I love them. Oysters. No, just kidding. I like oysters. They're fun. The first guy to eat oyster, that guy was fucking hungry. Holy shit, you know? Imagine finding one of those. It's a piece of shit shell here. There's a loogie inside. All right. Maybe on a cracker with some hot sauce. Fuck it, yeah. Now those bastards, they charge you like $9 for an oyster. It's the same with lobster. Lobster was like poor people's shit food. Now we're all like, I'll put on a gay bib. That's how you know lobster's expensive. You can wear a bib. If you saw a guy at Waffle House with a bib on, you go, well, that guy's special needs. There you go. But you see a guy with a lobster bib on, you're like, hey, this guy's all right, you know? Shows you can get away with some stuff if you got a little cash. You guys can't fuck with shellfish, so they don't know about this. But, you know, all right, okay. That's the last Jew joke, all right. I joke because I love. You roast the ones you love, which I think was the Holocaust. All right, okay, all right, that was it. Oh, this cop, sorry. It's just jokes. All right, he's not even listening. He's suing somebody. What's that?
Boston.
Boston? Oh, yeah, Boston. Well, you guys are hanging on to that accent, aren't you? I don't know. I don't know if anybody really cares that much about Boston. You know, you had the bombing. That was something, but now I'm having one. But, you know, Crock-Pot, that was fun. Regis and Kathy Lee. What year is it, ma'am? That has been on in 30. Wait till you hear about OJ. Holy shit. All right. This lady's a little dated. Bodegas. I like a bodega. Good times.
Oprah.
All right. Well, I had a crush on her when I was a kid. Smash Brothers. That just sounds like a porno. Smash Brothers. Andrew Tate. All right. Well, we found the virgin. Oh, we got the light. All right. We'll do one more. I feel like I'm neglecting this side. Edging? Oh, I love edging. Yes. You're talking about when you paint the edge of a wall? Oh. You're talking about when you're about to jizz and you hold it? Yeah. I do that to my wife all the time, but on accident. Yeah. She's like, I'm about to go. And I'm like, oh, shit, I already went. So yeah, I don't know, edging. It just feels like if you got an orgasm coming, let it come. You know, what are we doing with the holding it back? Is it, you shoot and you blow out a candle or something. You know, you're gonna put someone's eye out with that edging. It's like kinking a hose. Then you let it go, and it really just ruins that kid. But all right. Okay, sorry, madam. All right. I guess we got to give it back to the old schnoz over there, huh? What do you say? All right. Yeah. Hey, all right. Hey.
One more time for Mark Norman, guys.
Hey, all right. Comedy. Hey, hey.
Well, what do we got? Also a tip, I noticed this during Mark's set. When we start on something, you don't have to keep yelling like it's Tourette's Fest.
I know.
Like we'll work on it for a little bit and then we'll go back to you guys. Cool?
It's like a drunk auction in here. Yeah? Going at it. All right, sorry, hit me.
Divorce.
Food allergy. Oh. Wow, there's a lot of good ones. Abortion? I paid for a few. Yeah. You remember? All right. That was it.
Talk about ghosts.
Oh, hey, there you go.
That's a weird one.
I like that.
I mean, you know, your kids visiting you in the middle of the night with hangers sticking out of their heads and
stuff.
Yeah. That's a scary ghost.
Good point.
Dad. Oh.
It's a great point. So are all the abortion babies in heaven?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Well, they're not in hell. The women are in hell. But, and the gays. Okay. Joking. This guy hates me. All right. No, the Jews have no hell. How convenient is that, fucking shyster? Very clever there.
They've thought of everything.
Yeah, fucking Goldberg.
Yeah.
All right. Polyamory. That sounds like a nice lady. You know polyamory? She lives around the corner. But I don't know. Polyamory, it seems fun on paper, but it never really works, does it?
No, it seems like it always causes obvious problems in the relationship.
Yes. We should try it with our wives. Although, looking at that beak, I don't know if I want to see what's downtown. if that's any measure of what's going on down here, I got a nice button nose, if you know what I'm saying. So,
beep, boop, boop,
this is a Ring doorbell right here. So, whenever I fuck my wife, she calls it microdosing. So, okay. I'm joking. Decent hog. I'm very veiny, though, I'll say that. I'm all vain. If I ever give blood, right in the hog. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah, we're talking about heroin, you know?
Oh, hey, there you go. All right,
Now, that's a safe heroin site.
Yes.
Yeah.
My dick looks like an addict's arm. It's all black and got dots on it. Yeah, all right. Okay, sorry, I'm hogging this. You do one.
What was this over here?
Water parks? Oh, that's just a piss convention. I mean, let's be honest.
Water parks are white trash people's Christmas.
Oh.
There's not... people that are well off do not go to water parks. Because they realize how filthy and disgusting they are. But, like, white trash people like myself are like, when are we going back to the water park? I cannot wait to go down that slide. We know you're getting tetanus going down the slide. There's Band-Aids that are floating around.
Yeah, it's like a miscarriage going. Yeah, it's horrible. I'm not in. My wife's a squirter, so I'm good. You know, I call her Splash Mountain.
Harry Potter. Did you see any of the Harry Potter?
I don't care. No. I can't do any of the Lord of the Ring, the Harry Potter, the Star Wars. I can't get into anything. I just need to give me a movie with a guy with a car. You know? I can't do the fantasy. I watch porno. That's enough fantasy. I watch glory hole porn. A guy puts his dick through a brick wall and a lady goes, ooh, that's a fucking fantasy. All right? That's a fantasy movie.
New Jersey.
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's really... Do you think he's going to be our president someday?
No.
I think so.
What?
I really think he's going to be our president.
I'll bet you right now. Witnesses, what do you say? $100? I'll give you till 2040.
I think it's going to happen.
I don't think. Who's going to be his vice president? Pebble? Come on. All right. That might be the worst joke I've ever made in my entire life, and I'm sad you guys were here to hear it.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Pre-cum? I think that guy was made from some. Jesus Christ. You hear the voice?
Yeah.
I know. That's an Oxycontin drawl if I've ever heard one. Yeah.
Pre-cum is it's always a little funny. Because it's like the teaser for the movie you're about to see. it's like a little bit like you're like, if you like this, like the Netflix thing, like, are you still watching?
Oh, yeah.
That's what pre-cum is.
And it tastes horrible. It's an appetizer, you're saying.
Right.
It's like a tasting dish.
Exactly.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like do women like cum? Oh, we got one girl who does anal. All right. There you go. All right, hey,
wow.
I didn't know my wife was here. All right.
Let's grab one last suggestion, guys. What was this?
Olive Garden.
I think it's time for them to change their slogan.
When you're here, your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to be with their family. It's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're here, you're at peace.
So if I'm on a date with a girl, is that incest?
It might be Scandinavian incest.
I'll give her a breadstick. Oh, all right. What happened with Scandinavia? What's the deal with that?
It's talking about ghosts and stuff. There's a dude who yelled out Scandinavian incest, and then he disappeared the rest of the night.
Oh, well, he had to go fuck his cousin.
Guys, keep it going for Mark Norman.
All right. Thank you.
Guys, we got a couple comics left. How we doing? I love this next guy coming to the stage as well. You may have heard him or seen him on his amazing podcast called Stuff Island. Please welcome my brother Chris O'Connor to the stage.
Holy shit. Are there any subjects left? I think we've named every city and state. What did you say? Scandinavian incest. Man. Scandinavian incest. Is that different from other incest? Do you guys like watch Ingmar Bergman films or something? What do you... It's very different? Why? How's it different? These guys... You know what? It was the absolute wrong thing to do. I figured it was the only subject that hasn't been covered. Turns out the guy's a fucking moron. No, it's way different. How? I don't know. It's just this. Just this. Come on, man. Just talk about it. What? You're really close to just me killing you. I want you to know that. Because you're making... Now you're not even using words. Are all the girls blind? Do you think that makes a difference when families are fucking each other? You really like if... So incest between a blonde and brunette, you're like a little bit more chill with? But not two the same hair color. Fucking yuck, dude. Fucking no. All right, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I entertain that as long as I possibly could. Shut up. Does anyone have any suggestions? Roommates? Yeah, I got roommates. I got roommates. Do you guys have roommates? Is everyone? No. All right, fucking just the Scandinavian family that's fucking each other? It's everyone else. Everyone else fucking wealthy landowners in here? Is that, none of you guys have roommates? I got roommates and they fucking suck. They're the worst. They're like uptight about shit. They're the kind of people who are like, we gotta shovel the snow before it stops snowing. It's like, fucking, no we don't. No we don't. What if somebody slips? It's like, I fucking hope they do. I hope we answer the door the next day and there's just bodies everywhere. They're really fucking stupid. They got, they got really big into like home improvement. You know what I mean? They tried to like fix the fucking place up and they got a whisper quiet bathroom fan for the bathroom. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. I didn't even know that existed, to be honest. I thought they were fucking with me. Yeah, a whisper quiet bathroom fan. That's insane. Like, the most important part of the bathroom fan is the audio camouflage that it provides for whatever fucking nightmare is taking place in there. Now, anytime someone takes a shit in there, I might as well be in there with them. Just listen to the sound of their butthole. Is anyone, any other suggestions? LeBron James. No. Well, I don't know. He's good at basketball. Is there, what's the take? I don't think about LeBron that much. What? Anyone else? Kevin Durant. Fuck.
Ultimate Frisbee.
Ultimate, what?
Batman.
Miami. Stop saying, shut up. Batman. Property Brothers. Not weird if they fuck each other. Same hair. Same eyes. They're not making a kid. Why can't the Property Brothers fuck each other? Do they ever fuck each other? Obviously. Let's get one from that corner of the room. Fucking. Dude, this is a question for the staff. Did you spot all the drunkest people as they walked in and just tucked them into that corner? There hasn't been a single clear word out of that corner. Beastly. I saw, my buddy showed me a video of a dog f***ing a lady recently. I'm not gonna lie. And it was not as disgusting as I thought. I don't want to make you feel weird, but I've never seen a fully hard dog dick. Because what you see when they're just like humping the stool, that's half chub, dude. The full-size dog dick is fucking huge. And he had big balls that were slapping against your balls. Dude, I'm just saying, it's fucking... So I'm not, you know... You caught me at the wrong time for this. I know I spent a lot of time shitting on incest, but somebody might be all right. I don't know. Has anyone ever fucked an animal before? Guys, I broke the door down. Come on. You're never going to get another chance to admit it. This is a safe space. I feel like that's statistically impossible. I feel like there's one person in here with a thin penis that f***ed a cat or something. No, it doesn't. Sounds like I watched a video that my friend showed me and I'm very conflicted. What? I wasn't into it. I wanted it to stop. You know what I mean? I didn't like the way it was making me feel. What? Because you can't be a bitch in front of your friends, dude. Your friend shows you a dog f***ing a chick. You can't be like, ew, no. You get fucking kicked out of comedy for that. What? Any other suggestions? What? The subway? Wendy Williams. That's another. When I look at Wendy Williams, I kind of feel the same way I felt about that dog fucking that lady. I'm not going to lie. Like, what am I looking at exactly? What?
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah. I like cocaine. You guys do cocaine? This is how I know you're lying about fucking animals. A room of 300 New Yorkers being like, nah, man. I don't touch this stuff. If you go into the bathroom after the show, there'll be a line of people just doing coke. Any other suggestions? Middle school. Train. What?
Guns.
ChatGPT. Guns. Scary movies? I don't know. I've been working harder because it's hard for guys to get scared by scary movies because we're such pussies that we like. You're like, that would never happen. that's how every dude watches a scary movie because they're too much of a pussy to be like, that's freaky. That noise made me jump. They're like, that's so unrealistic. Why don't they just fucking leave or whatever? There was a fucking dude. I fucking punched that dude in the face. It's like, no, you wouldn't, dude. You would be tired and he'd kill you. Yeah. So I'm trying to let go of that part of me. I've been like intentionally jumping. Sound effects. Any other suggestions? Ex-girlfriends. Yeah. Yeah. I got back together with an ex recently. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's going pretty much how it went. It's over. She's mean. She smashed all the glass in my apartment. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's Peruvian. Yeah. This is very, very hot, but totally irrational. I spend too much time with Latinos and Italians. They fight to the death. Every time. They refuse to lose. Yeah, she used to break my shit. You guys ever date anyone who breaks your shit? Again, just the Scandinavian incest people. Everyone in here has never fucked a cat. They've never done coke. And they're all healthy communicators. Oh, shit. No, it changes every relationship fight because you'd be like, I'm fucking done. I'm out of here. She's like, I'm going to smash your TV. You're like, okay, we can work this out. Just hang in there. She used to watch the movie The Notebook at me. It's fucked up. She would just turn it on. She just turn it on and look at me. You're like, why can't you be more like him? Why aren't you more like this guy? And I don't know. I watch that movie and I feel like I am that guy. Or at least I'm more like that guy than she thinks. I don't know if you remember the movie The Notebook, but the whole movie is just a dude trying to remind a mental patient. Yeah. That they're fucking still dating. And that was me every night. I'd be like, no, it's me, Chris, remember? I'd have to show her pictures of trips we went on. Like, remember Ireland? That was fun. She'd be like, I don't recognize you. Guards. All right, I got the light. Is that... What? Helen Keller. All right. Are we done? Yeah. Helen Keller? That sucks. That sucked to be Helen Keller, deaf, dumb, and blind. Why didn't she just die? Honestly, I know Triumph of the Will, but that's not a good reference at all. It's a Nazi propaganda video. No, but I mean, come on, just quit. I would rather she... Well, did she invent Braille? Didn't she? I think she did. No? All right, Jeremiah, get up here.
Give it over Chris O'Connor, guys.
Yeah. That was fun. She didn't invent Braille. I thought she invented something, right? Otherwise, there's no point in her.
No. She was not an inventor.
I thought she came up with Braille or something.
She came on the light bulb so she could see, right? That was Helen Keller, right?
No, there was a reason for her to, you know. What?
A school for the blind.
Well, I don't think she was filling out the paperwork, right? You know what I mean? I don't think she was looking over the plans. She's like, no, she keeps just turning back the architect. I don't like it. You can't even see it.
Yeah. These plans are good, Helen. Yeah.
People can't even tell you that they're bad. Whatever.
Let's grab a suggestion. Just Asians in general? Two white guys, you want our opinions on Asians?
Arby's.
Hey, I'm going to ask, this is rare, I asked for this. I'm going to ask for less suggestions. Yeah. There's been so many suggestions, we're going to start pointing to some people because it's starting to get a little wonky in here. Okay, this section.
Family dinners.
Thank you. See family how civil dudes. The yeah. show can yeah. be? Yeah. Rather than beast and random stuff.
You also scanned the room for the most pleasant woman in the crowd.
Well, I could tell because she slowly raised her hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to have a very delicate suggestion.
Family dinners, please. Did you have a lot of sit-down family dinners as a kid?
Not really. We like, I don't know. First of all, the food was so bad.
Your parents' cooking were bad?
Oh, yeah. I was pork chops. The pork chops my mom would make were so bad. I remember the first time I saw them at a restaurant, I was like, what are they doing? Like, I didn't believe that they could be made well. I was like, what kind of psycho is serving pork chops? They're inedible. I couldn't conceive of a tasty pork chop. Anyone else?
Do you remember the...
I got a better response from fucking a dog or whatever, yeah. Cock ring. No. Did you have nice family dinner? Did you ever bring a cock ring to family dinner?
Family dinners in my household were... they're a tradition. Like around 6 p.m., that's like when my dad would get off work, and it was like really important to my dad and my mom that we ate as a family.
Yeah.
So that's when my sister and I would act up the most because that was the funniest. Like anything that's sacred, when you mess up with that, that's where there's comedy.
Shit all over it. Yeah. I'm gonna make you not want to do this.
Right.
That's what my brother and I did with church. Like, we were just like we every Sunday we were such huge assholes in church that eventually my parents were like, we can't go.
You turned us atheists.
Dude, we went to other churches around the area, and we would ruin every single one. Eventually, my parents were just like, fuck it, let's watch football. That's it.
I mean, that's one method.
I know. My brother was really leading the charge.
What were some of the things
one?
That you would do that...
Well, like, we always thought it was fun. Like, they would, like, ring the bell for communion, and my brother and I, it was like, these are jokes when we're, like, 7 years old, so I don't know if it's gonna kill in this room. But their bell sounded like an ice cream truck, and we would just start, like, yelling out ice creams we wanted. They were doing communion. And then, so eventually my parents separated us, you know what I mean? So we couldn't be like, you know, like needling
conspiring,
each other.
Yeah.
But then, like, they would ring the bell, and then I could feel my brother vibrating through the pew, like holding in his laughter. And then I would start losing it, and eventually there'd just be the two of us cackling while they're like walking around with the fucking scent thing.
In a silent church?
Yeah. Just like, two kids in the
Teenage
back.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pop.
Yeah. And this is one of the saddest moments of my life, actually. No, it's not the saddest, but I feel really guilty about it. My dad tried to be like, he tried to be cool about it. He was like, you know what? Tell me why you don't feel like church is a good place to be or why you don't believe in God. Like, write me a one-page paper. And yeah, pretty progressive kind of thinking for a fucking piece of shit Irish dude from the Bronx. And so he really, that took like a lot out of him to be like, to extend that olive branch. Yeah. And my brother and I wrote two papers. Like, we each wrote a paper. We did all this shitty stuff. We did like size 13 font. We like entered down the page. And the whole thing was like, fucking priests are fucking like, it was, we were just saying the worst words we could possibly think of. And dude, my dad blew his stack. Fucking yeah! That was probably the most scared I've been of him ever in my life. He's like, "Why are we fucking sending these kids to school? They're fucking idiots, dude!" It was,
they're wolves, they're dogs. Send them out into the wilderness,
yeah, dude. It was tragic. Sorry, that's not funny, but this really happened.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty entertaining. Guys, keep it going for Chris O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, are you guys ready for your final comedian of the night? Another comic I absolutely love. I love watching her clips online, and you guys are going to love her energy. She's a great way to close out the show. You may have heard her on her podcast, Being Ian with Jordan. It's Jordan Jensen herself. Jordan Jensen, guys, come on!
Jeremiah, hell yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's do the room thing from over here. Casinos. I hate casinos. You know what? Speaking of Ian, my boy, podcast co-host, he loves casinos. Because he's like, we can smoke cigarettes inside. And I'm like, I don't like, if you grow up poor, casinos, my dad used to smoke cigarettes into my fucking eyeballs, okay? Fuck casinos. I hate, it's also just a bunch of like these fucking, you know, not rednecks, but you know, they're libertarians. They're on like the casino floor. They're like, nobody's gonna tell me what to do with my money, not my wife, not the government, nobody. And then the slot machine is like, insert $200. And they're like, absolutely, that's where that goes right there. I fucking hate casinos, dude. It reminds me of being poor. Next, you're gonna laugh by the end of this, okay? Go. Next.
New York apartments.
What?
New York apartments.
New York apartments. Jews. sorry. I just got back from Texas. Did you say Texas?
Dentist?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, dentist. All right. So that woman who was on the cruise, that was my mom's first girlfriend, and she was my dentist, okay? So I had to go back to this woman constantly and just know that she had those same fingers inside my mother. Like every time. I got so mad. Even when I see her now, I'm like, God, get your fingers out of my family's holes. I fucking hate the dentist. She's still my dentist, and I still hate it. I know. You guys are lucky. If you have heterosexual parents, it's great. They just have sex like that. They make eye contact. Ugh, when you have lesbian parents and they come out, you're like, get your mouths and bodies away from me, you perverts. Okay, dentist. Yeah, I should probably go to one of those soon. I haven't flossed in years. Oh, he's not waving the phone at me. Okay, can I have another one? That was fine for dentists, right? Okay, go.
Small dogs!
Dude, my sister has this small dog. And it sucks. I hate this stupid dog. I've thought about killing it so many times. You know what it is? I can't kill my sister, and I want to. Here's the thing. Okay. My sister is like this fruit... Oh, shit. Is this going to go on the internet? Oh, this is going on the internet. Ah. Yeah, we'll say it. Fuck it. Okay. No, it's fine. Thank you. Why are you clapping just my family being torn apart? Okay. All right. I want to kill the dog because she's gentle with the dog. It's a Pomeranian, and I could kill it easy, right? And my sister, when I was little, my sister's 7 years older than me, she would beat the shit out of me, okay? So I want to kill the dog to get back at her, right? Now let me tell you what happened the other day. This is crazy. I just have to get it off my chest, all right? Good segue. She calls me. This is like 3 days ago. All right, just, Jamie, if you're watching this, just don't hurt me. Okay, so she calls me and she goes, I got out of a meditation retreat and I finally managed to forgive myself for beating your head into a dryer all those years. And I was like, oh, did ya? Did ya? Because I was diagnosed as clinically unlovable, you dumb c-. So now I want to kill her little dog. Yeah, I don't like little dogs one bit. They die quick, don't they? Which one dies? It's so fucked up that big dogs die sooner. Isn't that bad? Is that true? Yeah, I don't like the little dog. I wouldn't mind a little fucking, what are those ones called? A little, you know, a little Brutus. What are those? French bulldog. That's pretty cool. They're rebreeding the nose to be long. Did you know that? This German geneticist was like, well, I guess I gotta fix something about humanity. That's fucked up. Okay, Jeremiah, you wanna come up? That's good, right? I think that's plenty.
Jordan Jensen, killing it, guys. One more time.
That was fun. Okay, cool. Do I get off or do I talk with you? I talk with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're going to riff. We're going to take a couple suggestions together.
Let's do it. They're not touching their pretzels, and that's pissing me off. Just eat them. How can you have food in front of you not eat it?
Yeah, that's a...
That's you, pretty crazy, right?
Did you eat, like...
Oh, too salty. Here you go. I have COVID, but who cares? It's not even real.
What do we got? What do we got?
What?
Jail, strippers, and what was this over here?
Catcalling.
Oh, you know what I've been doing? I've been going to Williamsburg and catcalling Hasidic Jews. I'm addicted to it. I can't stop. I can't stop. It's a hate crime. You're right to clam up on that. Dating apps, the Hasidic Jews are on the dating apps. You can see those.
Really?
Yeah, they're cheating McGeeties. That's what they are. One time I had a yoga teacher who was like this beautiful goddess woman. And then after class, she was like, I got into a fender bender with a Hasidic Jew. And he was like, we can settle this back at the apartment. Sorry, I won't do the voice. And she sucked his dick to get out of a fender bender. And I couldn't go back. I was like, I can't be fucking learning how to warrior too, knowing that you sucked a Jew. That rhymed, that rhymed. Yikes, I'm gonna get in trouble a lot. Okay.
And now we will proceed with the suck the dick Jew pose. I'm like, that's all I can think of. That's all
it's
I
all
see.
All I can think of, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
What do we got over here?
I don't watch television. I'm too busy learning from Andrew Anthony Huberman.
Yeah, do you watch any other reality shows like 90 Day Fiancé or anything like that?
Well, I watch Bachelorette, but I get fucked up by it because I live with two men and they're like, ooh, that girl is so hot. And I'm like, how are you even able to look at me? You know what I mean? How are we the same species?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why the non-binary thing has to stop because I'm like, no, don't bring me closer to the Bachelorette. I'm like, bitch with a mustache, get the fuck back in here with me. You know what I mean? They're abandoning me, and right. I'm in the fucking Bachelorette category. That's not fucking category. I'm not fucking being it. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah. But that's the only reality show I watch. I hate The Bachelor right now. He is a gay man. And he talks with his eyes closed. Do you guys watch it? It's so brutal. All I want is for a woman to be talking to him, and he's like talking like this, and I want her to just walk away and have him just keep talking with his eyes closed. Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé? What happens?
No, well, it's always just like white dudes who are importing women.
Right.
That are just like getting women out of like these horrible country situations wherever they're from. Like they would rather flee their country and come be with the worst like
Wait, are guy the women
no
ever
neck.
The ghouls?
It's mainly no, it's the guys that are the ghouls.
That's
for sure. Every
that
single
is the-
time.
That is the show, is just men import more attractive women?
Pretty much, yeah, I mean...
And they have 90 days to make the...
To tie the knot.
But who's wanting to tie the knot more, the ghoul or the import? The import or the export?
The import, because they're from Scandinavia, they're like, please accept me into your country.
Why?
Please, I just need to... I need the green card to get into Scandinavia.
Is the ghoul ever like, no, beautiful model woman?
Sometimes they're like, you're too much. I would rather go back to, you know, the bomb site where I was from or whatever.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's I'll rough. Watch it.
Yeah?
I didn't watch any of that shit. Love is Blind, I watched that.
Yeah, weird show. Not one blind person on it. Really?
Yeah, crazy. I think I would know Love is Blind. I can deduce if a guy has what his dick looks like from the little hinge voice thing. You know what I mean? I'm really good at that. I
really
see
through the wall. You could paint a picture of the penis through the.
Oh,
is that
yes.
a woman thing that you can?
I can literally yes. I can draw his dick by looking into her eyes right now. I swear to God. I know exactly what your dick looks like, and I am sorry.
That feels like the weirdest circus act ever. Like just like looking at different dudes and just being like, yep.
Dude, I used to work at a carnival and I would yell out at people their weights and I wasn't even working the weight game.
They're like, you're the bathroom attendant. What are you
doing?
And I
was like, well, you're 270 pounds, tub scout. Yeah, it was bad.
Guys, keep it going for Jordan Jensen.
Thank you.
So good. Did we have a good time tonight? Yeah. Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Jordan Jensen. Chris O'Connor. Mark Norman. Preacher Lawson. Joe List. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Check out the show on YouTube every other Monday. We put out new videos and everything. And thank you guys for New York for making this another amazing show. We're at the Comedy Store every second Tuesday of the month if you're ever in LA. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thanks for watching Stand Up on the Spot. Are you subscribed? Before you go, leave that like and comment. Come on, I believe in you.